Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher, and welcome to this latest edition of our newscast. Now, you may remember us mentioning recently the upcoming latest fundraiser for Breast Cancer Now. Brave fundraisers will be taking part in a sleepover with a difference in the grounds of Peel Castle in May, and they'll hopefully get nice weather for it. It's hoped the night will raise money for vital research into cancers like invasive lobular breast cancer. So I caught up with group member Sandy Denning and fundraiser Andrea Lenner, who has experienced the tricky-to-diagnose form of cancer firsthand. Here's my full conversation with them.
Sandy Denning, volunteer for Breast Cancer Now on the Isle of Man.
And yourself?
Andrea Lenner.
Perfect. So, Sandy, let's chat then about sleeping over, maybe somewhere a little bit different in May. Do you want to tell me what's coming up and why we should be getting excited about it?
Well, we are getting very excited about it, and I can't believe it's only a few weeks away until the Peel Castle sleepover on the 4th of May. We did Snaefell a couple of times, so we wanted to go and try somewhere different. So M&H have very kindly given us permission to do our Peel Castle sleepover. So, yes, we are very, very excited. And ahead of the event, we're having a launch tonight. Our wonderful sponsors are hosting that for us at their office, which is at Samuel Harris House on St George's Street. And can I just take this opportunity, please, to say a big thank you to Sidco and Thomas Miller for everything they've done. It's been such a pleasure to work with them on this event. They've been absolutely brilliant. So thank you. So why are we doing the sleepover? Well, it's to raise vital funds for breast cancer research and, of course, awareness of the disease. So breast cancer is the most common cancer in women in the UK, and each year 55,000 women and 400 men are diagnosed. Now, it's not one single disease, and there are over 20 different types. It can be diagnosed at different stages, can grow at different rates, which means that people have different treatments depending on what works best for them. So today we wanted to talk to you about invasive lobular breast cancer, which accounts for 15% of all breast cancers. It's a breast cancer that starts in the lobules in the breast, in the glands that actually produce the milk. And there's no specific treatment plan, but there is research going on right now to address this. So the key is to catch it early. And Andrea is with us today to talk more about invasive lobular breast cancer.
So hi, Andrea. How are you? You okay?
Hi everyone, it's Andrea here. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm so thrilled to be chatting with you about this fantastic charity event. This cause is really close to my heart, as I was diagnosed with lobular breast cancer last summer at the age of 41. And let me tell you, when I first heard that diagnosis, I had never even heard of lobular breast cancer before. It was a real eye-opener for me. Did you know that around 8,500 people receive this diagnosis every year in the UK? That's about 1/10 of the population of the Isle of Man. It's staggering when you think about it. Lobular breast cancer is known as the sneaky one, as it's difficult to detect because it grows like a spider's web, spreading out and making it really hard for mammograms to catch, especially if you have dense breast tissue. If you're unsure about your breast density, don't hesitate to ask at your next mammogram. And for those of you who might be too young to have regular mammograms like me, it's essential to stay vigilant. Make sure to see your GP if you notice any changes in your breasts, and don't get fobbed off. Get a referral to the breast clinic. Early detection is key. Lobular breast cancer is known since the 1970s, and although it's known to behave very differently, there is no specific treatment yet. Thanks to the campaigning efforts of some truly inspiring ladies, the Lobular Moonshot Project has rallied together more than a third of all MPs to call on the UK government to prioritise funding for a research project to find a targeted treatment. That's amazing, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So as I'm sleeping under the stars and the moon at Peel Castle, I'll be thinking about the impact of the Lobular Moonshot Project. And you know what? I'm here today, feeling great, and that's thanks to the amazing medical team who supported me through my treatment. And if you or anyone you know is dealing with lobular breast cancer, remember, nobody has to face this disease on their own. We've set up a small but dedicated group, all ladies with lobular breast cancer. So please get in touch. We are here to support each other, even if it's just to maintain our sanity. So let's come together on the 4th of May. Have a fantastic time at the event and show our support for Breast Cancer Now and all those affected by this disease. Together we can make a difference. I can't wait to see you all there.
So, Sandy, are you feeling positive ahead of the sleepover? You had lots of sign-ups and stuff.
Very positive. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. We've got 60 people signed up at the moment, so we've got a couple more places left. So it's not too late. Honestly, you can sign up. It's still time, and you can still come to the launch tonight if you want to. So, it's an exciting event, and I'm just praying for good weather, please.
Oh, look, like I say, even if it's a little bit rough, it'll be a story to tell, won't it? That'll be the thing. And you've got all the walls tucked into there at the
exactly.
castle.
And of course, Civil Defence. Thank you again, Civil Defence, for taking part as well and that keeping us safe. They will be there. If the event is deemed too risky to go ahead, then they will make that call and we will obviously take their advice.
Perfect. Is there anything else you want to add at all?
I just want to enhance what Andrea said, really. If you've got any symptoms at all that you're worried about, please do not sit on it. Go to the doctor and get those symptoms checked out, because getting diagnosed early is the key, especially for lobular breast cancer, to survival, really, and to, you know, a better cancer journey. So, yeah, please go and see your GP if you're worried about anything.
And I guess if this is too personal and you don't want to answer it, that's absolutely fine. But you mentioned there about mammograms and it not really being picked up necessarily on a mammogram. So in terms of, like, was there any key signs and symptoms that the doctors told you about or that you yourself found?
Well, I was 3 times at the GP and got 3 referrals to the breast clinic over the last 5 years because I found my breast was feeling different. It didn't had like a big lump. It just felt really different and it stung and it itched. So I went to the breast clinic and they did a mammogram a year ahead before I had the diagnosis. And there was nothing on the mammogram to be seen. They said there are maybe some tiny little cysts which are perfectly normal for young women. And they sent me off. And a year later, it was invasive lobular breast cancer.
Wow. Okay. So, and like you say, that it's like a it grows like a spider's web. It's like scary when you hear the different stories, but then this is the key, is actually raising awareness of the different stories and of the different cancers and things like that. Well, I hope everything goes amazingly at the sleepover.
Thank you.
And just make sure you take a woolly hat just in case. But here's hoping for lots of sun for you. And thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thanks, Siobhan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.